What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
So my wife and I are sitting in a little hole-in-the-wall Chinese restaurant in the city in the south of China called Xiamen. And it's this little island, small island city of like 8 million people. And it's directly across from Taiwan. So if you look at a map of China, look for Taiwan, and then you can zoom in and find that island. Now, our mouths are burning as we are making our way through this dish called Hu Pi La Jiao, which would be tiger skin peppers translated into English. Our friends are with us at this table, and it's a hot, humid summer. So the AC is on in this dining room that we're in inside of this restaurant, and it's blowing, but the air is so humid that we can see the clouds emanating from the AC, and it's not helping as we sweat our way through eating this dish. Now the dish, it's peppers, green chili peppers actually. It's a Hunan dish. Hunan is a province in China, and the outside of the peppers are shriveled. So imagine almost like flash-dried vegetables with like a shriveled outside skin, you know, and the skin is like somewhat translucent, and then underneath that kind of see-through skin is the green skin of the peppers. And these things somehow, underneath all the heat and spice, do taste good. So what does this have to do with your ads? Let me explain what's going on here and how this relates. Now, I had been used to, I lived in China for 12 years, by the way, okay? And every now and then, new people would come over to China to visit me, whether it was my parents or my in-laws or just friends that were coming through or people who we didn't know who just happened to show up at church one day. They were visiting for some reason. Maybe they had a factory down there, and I would end up treating them to eat. And it was always a choice in my mind. If I'm going to treat them to eat at like, you know, a traditional Chinese restaurant with a Lazy Susan spinning circle dish in the middle of the table, I should get a bunch of different plates for them. And like, I understand the Western palate pretty well and what it does and does not like and what Chinese dishes would be interestingly new versus, well, something that guest would talk about forever, that, you know, his Chinese host or his host that lives in China, me, forced them to eat. And so, but I also had to balance, you know, having a guest with a great experience or having a guest have a good culinary experience with trying new dishes. But treating guests out to eat is just so high stakes, you know? You want to make a good impression. And so when did I do my experimenting, if you will, I did it with friends. You know, we would pick off the Chinese menu before I could read all the characters on a Chinese menu. Chinese has characters. If you've never encountered Mandarin Chinese before, there's no like Roman alphabet. It's a bunch of characters, could be called ideograms. Some of them are like ideograms, but basically they're characters that contain meaning. And you put a bunch of characters together to get words, or in this case, names of dishes. And so at the best Chinese restaurants, it was just for Chinese people, you know, not many foreigners there, which meant the characters sometimes didn't even have pictures. You just look at a wall that has lines of text on it, and it's just the menu, the dish names, you know, organized by seafood or the kind of meat that they contain or the kind of vegetable that they contain on the wall. And so he would experiment and look for the area, say beef, and then pick a dish, and we would try a new dish. And that is how I found myself eating this Hu Pi La Jiao, the tiger skin peppers, with my wife and my friend. So, how does this relate to your ads? You probably have a launch or a boot camp. Maybe it's a webinar, a 7-day challenge, if you will, something that's high stakes that you are running ads to. And I know you've heard in previous episodes, I am all about testing, but you're like, Quajo, number one, everything's on the line with a launch, and I don't launch that many times a year. So I don't want to feel dumb having allocated some of my resources to testing new ad creative or ad copy only to have it not work. Because let's be honest, not every test goes well. That's the point of testing, discovering what does work and what doesn't work, right? And I would identify with you and say you're completely justified, and me neither would I want to lose money on a test. And so the thing is what you do is, like, I experimented with new dishes with my friends, you know, some were great, some weren't so great. You can experiment with a new messaging and new ad creative with your lead magnet, where the costs are not as high, the cost of failure. But really, is it failure if you test something new and it doesn't work out? I think not, because it informs you the direction that you should pursue in your messaging. Now, what are you testing? Here's a quick bullet point three list. You could test new graphics, you could test new reels, you could test new ad copy, and new ad copy is new messaging, specifically the top two or three lines that show above the ad creative. As in, if you're running a reel, for example, or a video that's a square format, you could, on Facebook or Instagram, looking at the ad, see several lines that show up above that video. And then at the bottom of those lines, there's that blue underlined text that says dot dot see more. And somebody would click there. And the idea is that with a good hook, with a good sentence or maybe two, you can capture the attention of the viewer enough for them to interrupt their daily consumption of cat videos to expand the text on your ad and continue reading, so that they can decide if your lead magnet is the right fit for them, worth it for them to go and download. And so test these things inside of your lead magnet ads, and then let that new discovery of what messaging is working better, as in converting to lower cost per lead, help you decide what kind of messaging you want to change up for your ads for your launch. The reason this works is because, let's say your launch solves 10 problems, right? Well, your lead magnet ideally could solve one or two of those problems in a very clear and easily applicable way. And then in the emails that follow up after your lead magnet, you could make it clear that, great, they've, you know, the person, your new email subscriber, has solved these issues with a lead magnet, but now there are some other issues, you know, out of these two issues have been solved now, right? And they're experiencing some quick success, but actually there are eight other things that go into whatever the bigger problem is, the problem that your paid offer solves, and the lead magnet just solves a piece of. And so the messaging that works in your lead magnet, you should be able to take cues from it for your ads that go to your launch, because it all should be connected. And this is how the tiger skin peppers, this is what you can learn from me and the interesting dishes that I've consumed in China, and how it can help you test your ads. If you're listening to the podcast, head down to the show notes below and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That would do the podcast a huge favor, because it would show me literally like what you are liking with the new format. Hopefully you've enjoyed the new segment before we hit record, where I kind of just get to know the guests that come on this podcast in a way, while it's being recorded, that I never got to understand and learn about guests that I hear on other podcasts. You know, it's like we're all portrayed or perceived as one-dimensional podcast hosts and online course creators, when we are living, breathing human beings with hopes and fears and likes and dislikes and families. I had somebody say recently that they thought it was taboo to discuss your family on a podcast. I don't think so. And so that segment is there for you, and it's there for me to keep me from being lonely as I sit behind three monitors down here in Mexico. At any rate, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it encouraged you to test more in a low stakes environment, because there's so much to discover. You don't know what you don't know that could work for you in your ads. Until the next time you see me or hear from me, be blessed, and we'll chat soon. Bye.